Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The G7 countries are expected to ratify a long-term security arrangement with Ukraine on the second day of the NATO summit in Lithuania. It's been spearheaded by Britain. Here's our Europe editor, Katja Adler.
The G7 wants to provide more defence equipment and training exercises for Ukraine's military to accelerate intelligence sharing and bolster support for Ukrainian cyber defences. It's also designed to alleviate deep frustration in Kyiv that NATO failed during its summit to agree a clear path toward Ukraine joining the military alliance as a member. Some NATO allies, including the US, say they're wary of getting dragged into a military confrontation with nuclear power Russia if Ukraine becomes a member too soon.
China has said it resolutely opposes what it's described as NATO's eastward movement into the Asia-Pacific region. The Chinese embassy to the European Union said that any action threatening Beijing's rights would be met with a firm response. The statement was released to counter a communique signed by NATO heads of government meeting in Lithuania. North Korea has fired a long-range ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. Japanese and South Korean defence officials said the missile had flown for 74 minutes, the longest flight yet for a missile launched by Pyongyang. It covered a distance of 1,000 kilometres. Ben Lowings reports.
The Japanese Coast Guard said the missile appeared to have landed at 2:13 GMT in a location outside Japan's exclusive economic zone, about 550 kilometres east of the Korean Peninsula. The incident comes a day after the authorities in Pyongyang expressed outrage at what they said were repeated incursions by US spy planes. US officials have denied that their planes have entered North Korean airspace. Washington does operate regular reconnaissance flights around the Korean Peninsula.
After spending more than 50 years in prison, Leslie Van Houten, a disciple of the notorious serial killer Charles Manson, has been released on parole. She was 19 when she and other Manson followers stabbed two people to death in Los Angeles in August 1969. That murder took place the night after Manson followers killed five people in the home of the film director Roman Polanski, including his wife, the actress Sharon Tate. This was the reaction of Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah to Van Houten's release.
I can't tell you what an injustice this is. I have the right to speak here because family members are scared to death of these people still. I know the carnage that has happened to the LaBianca family and the extended family. They are absolutely outraged that this can happen.
Van Houten, now in her 70s, has been moved to a halfway house. This is the world news from the BBC. New research by human rights groups has led to the discovery and identification of the remains of a Uruguayan communist militant who vanished during a period of military rule in his country in the 1970s. Jorge Pedreira Blume had fled Uruguay after the coup in 1973 and went to neighbouring Argentina. Researchers were able to pinpoint his grave in a cemetery in Buenos Aires province. Cuba's president has said he's angry about a purported visit to the island by a US nuclear-powered submarine. The foreign ministry in Havana said the vessel spent 4 days last week at the American naval base at Guantanamo Bay in eastern Cuba. There's been no confirmation from Washington of the deployment. Scientists in Australia say they've developed a special glue that can be used to help repair coral reefs. The biodegradable putty is designed to stabilise the rubble left when coral is broken by cyclones or hit by boats. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
When reefs are damaged, patches of rubble are often left behind. These can be shifted by waves and currents, preventing the formation of a stable seabed that coral needs to grow. The Queensland University of Technology has made a reef-binding glue from plant extracts and a biocompatible polymer. Applying the adhesive putty to large areas is a major challenge. Researchers hope that underwater robots could eventually be used to help stick broken pieces of Australia's Great Barrier Reef back together.
A trial in the US state of Michigan to resolve a dispute about the estate of the late soul singer Aretha Franklin has been wrapped up in just over a day. A jury decided that a handwritten note from 2014 is a valid will. It will override a document from 2010 that was locked in a cabinet. Three of Aretha Franklin's four sons were battling over the estate, worth millions. That's the latest BBC News.